Empire of Blue Water. Henry Morgan and the Pirates Who Ruled the Caribbean Waves by Stephen Talty. Narrated by David Borkum. Introduction. The Lost City. To get to the lost city of Port Royal, you take the busy road to the Michael Manley International Airport, jostling on the crowded roads with the streams of cars and motorcycles and the taxis packed full of the people that flock to Jamaica from every corner of the world. At the airport entrance, the vehicles carrying the tourists, red and sated with sun, swing right toward the planes waiting to ferry them back to northern, less friendly cities. You continue straight. The faces in the other taxis, perhaps they know you from the hotel, turn and watch with concern as your van disappears down the half-deserted road. Isn't he going home? Everything for which the world comes to Jamaica, the Bob Marley Museum, the hotel pools, lies the other way. All that is at the end of this road is the ruins of a very old and a very wicked place. Down the road away sits the wrecked, overturned cockpit of a plane whose fuselage has completely disappeared, and past that a beached freighter lies stranded by some legendary hurricane. The driver tells you it's been there since he was a boy, and he's easily 35. Beyond them, the land on each side of the road narrows. The water creeps close to the road, and soon you are riding just a few feet above its gleaming, fretted surface. You're now travelling on the neck of the Palisados, the thin peninsula so tenuously attached to the Jamaican mainland that it has disappeared for generations at a time, whipped away by hurricanes until silt from the ocean rebuilds it.